This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right. As the Democrats are panicking right now over the fact that black Americans are leaving the Democrat Party plantation in droves, realizing what liberals and Democrats really think of them, here's one black American explaining it in clip 15.
This is the difference between a white liberal and a white conservative in the eyes of a black man, okay? Now, I've lived in California, I've lived in Texas, I've lived in really red, I've lived in really blue, okay? Here's what the liberals will do when they see a young, articulate, successful black man. They'll be like, oh my gosh, it must have been so hard for you to overcome the disparities, the discrimination, the racism. It is just so amazing that you've become the exception to the rule. You have just created something for yourself that is just so difficult for minorities to do. And we're just so proud of you. So amazing. And I'm sitting there being like, so like what? You just think all black people are just dumb thugs that don't know how to do nothing? I'm the exception to the rule purely because I found success like you have. Like, I'm as successful as you, so therefore I must just be a special one. The exception to the rule. It's crazy. I'm not joking. This happens. It's crazy. They're like, oh my gosh, like the struggles, the hurdles, the obstacles. It's just amazing that you found the way to be moderately successful. And it's the most racist, like, in-person experience that I usually get. And it's just like the assumption that I'm just like part of a group of people that are incapable, period. Here's how white conservatives do it. They'll see a young black man, articulate, successful, and they'll be like, word, dude, congrats, man. Pulled yourself up by your bootstraps. That's cool, bro. Keep it going. And then they leave. They leave. Because they don't care. Conservative, they don't care. It's like, oh, you worked hard? You want a cookie? You want a cookie for working hard? They don't care. They're like, dude, are you kidding me? I'll congratulate you for just being a hard worker, but like, I'm not going to sit here and, you know, sing in the arms of an angel. There's a black man trying to make money. It's like ridiculous. So I love conservatives for that. Like, hey, word, dude. Good job, man. Keep it going. And they walk off. Liberals got to freaking sing me a song, tap dance a little bit, get on their knees and kiss my big toe, apologize for their whiteness, and tell me that I'm the exception to the rule because all black people are stupid. And it's just like, damn, liberals, y'all really are so ignorant you can't see your ignorance. It's painful. I'd rather be ignored than praised for my disabilities. Fake disabilities, by the way. Anyway, that's all I was trying to say.
Well, yes, that's the softcore bigotry of the American left. But really, it's a deep-seated racism that exists in the American left. And that's why they pander to, quote-unquote, minorities. And that's why they tell you, you need me. You need me. You better vote for me because you need me. That other guy's out to get you. So you need me. It's really a disgusting display. But the good news is Americans are waking up to it. And so that's why the Democrats are importing an entire new voting bloc via the southern border. That's what's going on with that. All right. We got one more hour coming up. I still have a bunch of news. We got geopolitical news to get to. We've got, in this Juneteenth moment, Mayor Johnson in Chicago bragging about how black his administration is again. What an accomplishment. And then how can climate change cultists make their public persona worse? How could they possibly do more damage to themselves and their movement? They found a way. Oh boy, did they find a way.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure Water Filtration Systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Leadership. Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
Let's look at some of this geopolitical news. And guys, just give me the B-roll of clip 13. Vladimir Putin visits with Kim Jong-un in North Korea. And we can just roll this as I'm covering it. A lot of glad-handing, a lot of celebrations. The red carpet was rolled out. Russia's Putin and North Korea's Kim Jong-un signed partnership deal, a new partnership that includes a vow of mutual aid if either country is attacked during a Wednesday summit that came as both are facing escalating standoffs with the West, signing a mutual defense pact. The agreement was sealed at a summit in Pyongyang during a rare visit by Putin to the reclusive nuclear-armed state as both countries face growing confrontations with the West. After the summit, Putin said that the agreement, which he called a, quote, truly breakthrough document, reflected the two countries' shared desire to raise relations to a new level, covering security, trade, investment, and cultural humanitarian ties. Kim said it was a peaceful agreement that elevated relations to an alliance. The comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries, both of which have been isolated by global sanctions, could expand transfers of military technology to Pyongyang in exchange for supplies of munitions that Moscow's military badly needs for its war in Ukraine. Now, there's all kinds of angles to this, and Vladimir Putin is a master diplomat. And there's one thing that the Western media just doesn't get. And they kind of live in this old world where they assume that, oh, the sanctions on the West. Oh, yes, we've got Russia now. And it's just total BS. The sanctions on Russia have done virtually nothing to Russia. The big attack on Russia was whoever destroyed the Nord Stream pipeline, probably the CIA, but definitely the West. So that's really all they've been able to do. These so-called sanctions haven't worked. And now Russia is working with these other countries like China and Iran and Saudi Arabia and others to kind of form this power structure, this geopolitical power structure against the West so that sanctions can't work on anybody and that they can't isolate anybody with sanctions. And they're also working on replacing the petrodollar. So all this is being done by a master diplomat, Vladimir Putin, and we're sitting here with poopy pants Joe Biden and an American media that's more interested in protecting him than telling the American people the truth about what's going on in the world today. So this could pose a direct threat to our lifestyle. Not that it has to, but our leaders are such corrupted kleptocrats and psychotics that, yes, our way of life could be threatened because there is a global system building and they're leaving America out of it. And if certain trade agreements are left in the past, then so could our lifestyle be. See, they won't talk about this. And they want you to think that Vladimir Putin is a madman, a crazy tyrant or an oligarch. And really, he's a master diplomat, a master negotiator.
and running circles around the West right now geopolitically. Not even that it's anti-West. He wants to make deals with the West, but the Western leaders are psychotic. So he's building up a system to protect Russia, its future, forming alliances to do just that, and playing a game of military strategy right in America's face as well. And all we have is poopy pants Joe Biden, who doesn't even know what's going on, and psychotics like Victoria Nuland controlling foreign policy, and the American media not even telling you the truth about what's going on anywhere. And Russia made that peace offering, which we covered, and the response from NATO was, nope, no negotiations. And and Ukraine's oligarchs and Zelensky's handlers, nope, no negotiations. So it wasn't even like, okay, that's where they stand, here's where we stand, let's have negotiations. It was, nope, no negotiations, nope, not happening. So that just puts the lives of more Ukrainians at risk. It's so bad in Ukraine. Again, another story they won't tell you, all the Ukrainians that are dying. They won't tell you that, just being sent to the slaughter. Then there's the situation with Israel. White House scolds Netanyahu over video, cancels Iran meeting. Netanyahu was supposed to have a meeting with the U.S. over the situation in Iran, and the Americans are canceling it because of this video from Netanyahu in clip 11.
When Secretary Blinken was recently here in Israel, we had a candid conversation. I said I deeply appreciated the support the U.S. has given Israel from the beginning of the war. But I also said something else. I said it's inconceivable that in the past few months, the administration has been withholding weapons and ammunition to Israel. Israel, America's closest ally, fighting for its life, fighting against Iran and our other common enemies. Secretary Blinken assured me that the administration is working day and night to remove these bottlenecks. I certainly hope that's the case. It should be the case. During World War II, Churchill told the United States, give us the tools, we'll do the job. And I say, give us the tools and we'll finish the job a lot faster.
All right. I wanted to play that video in its entirety before I break down all the propaganda. But this makes me sick. And look, I never really had any negative connotations of Netanyahu in the past until really the last calendar year. And now his very presence disgusts me. But let's break this down bit by bit and explain all the propaganda laden into one less than 60 seconds video from Netanyahu. So guys, go ahead and play it again.
When Secretary Blinken was recently here in Israel, we had a candid conversation. I said I deeply appreciated the support the U.S. has given Israel from the beginning of the war. But I also said something else. I said it's inconceivable that in the past few months, the administration has been withholding weapons and ammunition to Israel.
Pause it.
Israel, America.
So he's deeply grateful, but he's scolding us and saying it's not enough. So it doesn't sound like somebody that's deeply grateful at all. And what is this entitlement? You're just entitled? You just make demands upon us and you just get whatever you want? There is no resistance. You're in a war. Israel has chosen war. That's their choice. They've chosen war. Fine. Say it's a legitimate response to October 7th. Say it's an ongoing holy war over that land or culture or whatever for hundreds of years, thousands of years, whatever. Israel is at war. There's nothing new here. And why does he believe he's just entitled to unlimited support from the United States? This is on the heels of another billion, what was the numbers, like billion and a half, I think, or more? Multiple billions of dollars, 50 F-15s and other military support. Right after that, and he's saying it's not enough. When they're wiping guys off the map, killing tens of thousands of people, almost no resistance. They might have some resistance with Hezbollah that just killed some IDF soldiers. But even so, Israel is not lacking for military support. And he just sits there after we've given him so much And he just sits there and says, we need more, and says that they're holding back weapons right after they send 50 fighter jets and billions of dollars. So you're an entitled prick. How about we give you nothing? But then listen to what he says next.
And ammunition to Israel. Israel, America's closest ally, fighting for its life, fighting against Iran and our other common enemies.
Okay, pause it right there. Oh, I love this one. I'm so sick of this one. I'm so sick. And so are the American people, by the way. And this is why there's a growing anti-Israeli sentiment, quite frankly, is because of comments like that. Oh, America's closest ally. What does Israel do for America? I'm yet to hear anybody give me a clear, coherent, concise answer to that that can't be rebutted. Oh, well, we have common enemies. No, we don't. You have enemies that you've now turned into our enemies. These weren't our enemies. The enemies of Israel have never been the enemies of the United States. There's no culture of war there. There's no tradition of being enemies with these countries in the Middle East. Not until you got involved. Not until Israel got involved. Now, all of a sudden, they're our enemies. And now we have mutual enemies. How convenient for Israel. And, oh, they're always fighting for their life. Oh, they're always fighting for their life. When have we ever heard this one before? Fighting for their life. Meanwhile, 30,000, 40,000 Palestinians killed. How many will never go back to their homes? How many more will be killed? The Gaza Strip completely annihilated. I am so sick of this crap. I want nothing more to do with Israel. They can fight their own wars. I want nothing more to do with the Israeli lobby. I want nothing more to do with AIPAC. It all needs to be stopped. And this whole game that they play of, oh, the greatest ally, oh, shared enemies, bullcrap. You benefit from this relationship. We get nothing. Let's be very clear. Israel benefits from this relationship. We get nothing. But see, this is where the corruption in America comes into play. Oh, no. Israel is a client state of the military-industrial complex. So there are a select few that benefit greatly from Israel. There are a select few in the military-industrial complex and the war racket and the war industry that love the client state of Israel. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, they do. So that's what's really going on here. But I'm sick of this idea that America needs Israel. No. Israel needs America. Let's get that extremely clear. That is the bottom line. Israel needs America. America does not need Israel. Period. End of conversation. Anybody who pretends otherwise is either delusional or lying to you. And Netanyahu wouldn't be such a despicable character if he wasn't removing the anti-war part of his cabinet and the anti-war generals from the conversation and bringing in bloodthirsty warmongers like Ben-Gvir to have more influence. Netanyahu wouldn't be such a despicable character for me, an American citizen, that funds his entire country's way of life if he didn't act entitled like we haven't done enough for his country. It's despicable, that statement. And it was so despicable that now even the White House is canceling the meeting over Iran. That's how despicable it was. Now, we'll move on, but Netanyahu is set to come to the United States and deliver a speech to Congress in which some Democrats have already said they would boycott. Now, this whole thing could fall apart too. But if Netanyahu comes to Congress and addresses Congress, then folks, that is bad news. That is really bad news. Following Netanyahu addressing Congress every other time, it's led to one thing and one thing only, and that's more war. And that's U.S. citizens dying for Israeli interests in the Middle East and U.S. citizens dying in wars in the deserts that we have nothing to do with. So I hope it gets called off, because if it doesn't, we'll have problems. And there's more lip service here, and because I've said it many times, the world has basically turned their shoulder to what's going on in Gaza. There's people talking about it, the International Criminal Court's trying to show teeth, but they just have gums. So nobody's really stopping Israel from what it's doing in the Gaza Strip. Everybody's kind of turned their back on the Palestinians, except some protesters all around the world. Other than that, there's no action being taken. Hell, the U.S. can't even get aid to these people. The Biden administration is so incompetent. So do you think the Saudi prince means anything, or is this just more lip service when he says this in clip 12? So he's talking about aggression, occupation, forced removal of Palestinians, that Israel is occupying the country illegally, destroying the Palestinian people and their homes, removing any chances of peace and prosperity in the region. He's calling for the end of the occupation, the end of the siege, the end of the death. And he's saying that Palestine was there before Israel. And so essentially accusing Israel of war crimes. But again, Saudi Arabia could get involved in some way, shape, or form. But other than just saying something negative, nothing ever happens. So I don't know what's up with that. That continues to be the case. So I don't know, folks. I don't know what happens to the Palestinian people. Maybe they'll all be crammed into South Rafah and all live there. They'll migrate some to the West and to Europe. And then you'll have that DNA memory hatred and holy war in your streets, in your backyards, just like we're already seeing. Maybe they'll just kill most of them and conquer the land and then just shove them into one area. I don't know. But nobody's really doing anything about it. Nobody's really doing anything about it. Oh, and by the way, it just hit the presses earlier this week that, oh, yeah, even more evidence that Israel intelligence knew about Hamas planning an attack on October 7th. Duh. So it's really just evil what's going on there. But again, I don't even want to have an opinion on it. I want nothing to do with it. I don't want U.S. money involved. I don't want U.S. weapons involved. I don't even really want U.S. commentary involved. But hey, you can comment on anything, cover geopolitics. I'm just so sick of being involved in all this crap. When I've got a wide-open southern border, when I've got deteriorating infrastructure in my own cities, when I've got economic problems. So, yeah, I'm sick of Israel's interests being put above ours. I'm sick of Ukrainian interests being put above ours. And it's all just a bunch of geopolitical corruption, money laundering, weapons laundering, pay for play. Can you imagine how prosperous and free we, the people, would be without this garbage? Probably not. It's probably so beyond our wildest imagination, we can't even realize it. If we didn't have to deal with all this corruption, all this geopolitical blackmail and bribery and pay for play and the military-industrial complex and forever wars and everything else, if we actually invested in ourselves, invested in our own future, invested in our own infrastructure, common sense policies, this country would be so prosperous, even beyond what we've already experienced, it would be ridiculous. But of course, the American liberal says, you don't deserve that. America doesn't deserve that. The World Economic Forum says, it's bad that America's prosperous. America needs to be brought down. And so it's all part of that identity too. So there's the corruption, and then there's the actual political agenda to destroy America. And both of these things are why we are not achieving the freedom and prosperity that we have right in front of us, if we could just realize it. Meanwhile, Javier Milei to implement hardcore security measures inspired by El Salvador's Bukele to combat criminal gangs. It'll be interesting to see how that works. Now, Bolsonaro did something similar dealing with the gangs and the cartels in the favelas. Of course, Bukele has arrested so many of the gang members and cleaned up the streets. Most of the gang members in other countries in South America are now being sent to the United States of America. They're clearing out their prisons and sending them to the southern border in the United States of America. So that's why you have all this criminal activity coming across the border, organized crime, because they're literally members of gangs. That's why you have initiation rituals like beating police officers, raping girls, raping women, doing home burglaries. These are all initiations for gang members. So they're all active in the United States now. And it's all thanks to Biden's open border. So remember, when you run into a Biden supporter, remember to shake his hand and say, hey, thank you for allowing women and children to get raped and murdered. Thank you for allowing criminal, illegal aliens to come in to the southern border and rape and murder American citizens. Thank you so much. That 13-year-old girl that got raped at knife point, thanks you for voting for Joe Biden. The hundreds of American citizens that have been killed in gang initiation rituals, thank you. Thank you for voting for Joe Biden and allowing that to happen. All the criminal gang members and the elements coming across our southern border, the terrorists that have been arrested, thank you, Joe Biden voter. Thank you so much. We are so appreciative for bringing in all the crime and rape into our country with the open border policies. Make sure you thank a Biden voter for that. What would we do without them? What would we do without them destroying our country? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I still got more news to cover. Real quick, though, remember, folks, to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how everything we do here is possible. And it's not just about supporting the InfoWar, but also supporting yourself, supporting your own health. And that's why we have these products. I'm a product of the products at InfoWarsStore.com. There's all kinds of stories in the news now, and it is obviously the side effects with the vaccines, but people have had cardiovascular problems for a long time. Heart attack has always been an issue in this country, specifically for men. And so you need to do something about your cardiovascular health. And obviously exercising, being in good shape, eating healthy is big, but why not also take a supplement that you know is going to boost your cardiovascular health, like Nitric Boost, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, or my preference, my favorite, VasoBeat Complete at InfoWarsStore.com. Both key elements to your cardiovascular health and your blood flow. It's all about blood flow, ladies and gentlemen. And if you wonder, just to kind of explain it in a way that's easy to understand, if you ever see those big bodybuilders or weightlifters at the gym and their veins are all pumped up, bulging out of their skin, that's because they have good blood flow and they're probably taking a supplement for vasodilation. Well, this stuff does it naturally. It can help you with blood flow, cardiovascular health all the time. Or, you know, sometimes I'll just take a couple droplets of VasoBeat Complete and put it in a pre-workout drink just to get that extra pump before a workout. But both of those products, 40% off, part of the larger summer kickoff super sale happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com with top-selling, top-rated products like Bodies, DNA Force Plus, Vitamin B12 Ultra 12, Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, Ultimate Fish Oil, Survival Shield X3, Nascent Iodine, all of these products and more, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the summer kickoff super sale, and it's your support there that keeps us on the air. All right, more news when we get back from this break.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Well, We take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
When we came out with Nitric Boost 3 years ago, it was a sleeper product. I didn't even promote it. But as listeners began to use it, it has become one of our top-selling products because of the incredible results they get. If you want to give your cardiovascular system a leg up, if you want to go in and help clean out and purify your blood, ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost is the way to go. You've heard Dr. Judy Mikovits talk about how it's an amazing formula. This is what she's recommended to people. Ladies and gentlemen, it does so many great things. Like, but you notice what happens in the morning. If you're a man, I feel like I'm 16 years old again.
When I was 16, I'd already had probably, I hate to brag, so I'm not bragging, it's actually shameful, probably 150 women or more. That's conservative.
Nitric Boost is simply amazing. It's great for women as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. But that is a limited time sale. But right now, it's 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you all for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The show that digs deeper than the rest. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Well, I really doubt that we're going to see an inflationary cycle. That's a transitory thing.
Is infrastructure fun?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why are conservatives bad, Mommy? Because I thought we were supposed to conserve things.
The border is closed. The border is secure. The border is closed. The border is secure.
States protect.
Details on that, Jackie. You're going to have to let me get back to you on that.
Who will be held accountable for this? This embarrassment.
Again, I take full responsibility.
And we are in a strong, we are stronger economically than we have been in history.
Ah, yes, the Biden administration. The worst of all time. The worst administration in the history of the United States of America. And is it really even close? I don't think it's even close. All right. Now, this is not the first time the
mayor of Chicago has bragged about how black his administration is in skin color. And so he's taking the opportunity again, given this special occasion of Juneteenth. And so here he is bragging about it. And, you know, I wasn't planning on playing the game, but since he wants to brag about how black his leadership in Chicago is, we'll play our game. If you're a regular listener, you know what the game is on the other side. But here he is bragging about the skin color of his administration and really how there's no whites, because that's really what's to be celebrated here in clip 10.
All right, here we go. One, two. All right, let's give me another one. All right, I think we got it.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. All right,
the blackest administration is what he says in that photo op. No white men allowed. Keep the white men away. We're not interested in white men. Okay. So, let's see, guys. How is the black leadership doing in the city of Chicago? We weren't going to play this game, but since he's bragging about how black the leadership is, well, let's go ahead and focus on black leadership in Chicago. But it's not even about black. It's about Democrat, really, is what it is. It's the Democrat leadership. They want to make it all about skin color. Okay, on this Juneteenth celebration. Go ahead, guys. Okay, over under how many shot and killed in Chicago this weekend? I'm going to say 40 shot, 7 killed. I'll probably take the over on shot, the under on killed. Over under 40 shot. What did I say? 7 killed? Ooh, 71 shot, 9 killed over the weekend in Chicago. We are doing good in Chicago, aren't we? We are doing just fine. 71. That's got to be a high for the year, guys. That's definitely the high. I think that's the high we've had for our over-under game, isn't it? Yeah, the crew agrees. That's the highest we've had for our over-under game. Look, I don't mean to make fun of this. It's a terrible situation. And by the way, most of that, the majority of that is black-on-black violence. So it's black people that suffer the worst from Democrat Party leadership. It's also a gun-free zone. We should point out it's a gun-free zone. But there's your Democrat Party leadership, which Mayor Johnson wants you to know is all black. 71 shot, 9 fatally. So we were close on the amount killed, but man, I mean, 71 shot, that's going way over. It's a Juneteenth weekend. It's only going to get worse. It's what happens in a Democrat-run city. Video shows New York police dragging illegal immigrant rape suspect from hiding under a car after citizens' arrest. Yeah, the citizens are having to make the arrest now after the illegal alien Biden border crossers rape people. Now the citizens have to go and take matters into their own hands. So that's nice. The migrant comes into this country, rapes women and children, and then the citizens have to do a citizen's arrest. Another Biden rape. Like a bad dream, police say 12-year-old found dead in North Houston Creek was strangled, seeking two persons of interest. What is going on in Houston? You know, we talk about Chicago a lot, New York a lot. Houston is bad. Houston is in a bad way. You know what all these cities have in common? Democrats. Democrats running the show. Transgender suspect at large following double homicide, perpetrator considered armed and dangerous. Not a loving trans during Gay Pride Month. Should just say, hey, I'm exonerated. It's Gay Pride Month. Don't you know? Don't you know? All right. This is disturbing. This is not the suspect at large. At least I'm assuming not the suspect at large. This is a gentleman that pretends to be a woman that does trans content for kids on TikTok. Are you disturbed as I am from clip 17?
Hi, friends. Today we're going to talk about something super important, what it means to be transgender. It's a big word, but I promise that it's easy to understand. Ready to learn? The first thing I want you to do is close your eyes. Now think. Do you feel like a boy, a girl, or a little bit of both? Do you have your answer? Great. Now I want you to imagine that everyone keeps telling you that you're something else, even though in your heart, you know who you are. Wouldn't that make you sad inside? People who feel like this are transgender. And if you're not transgender, it's super easy to be friends with someone who is. Let's take our imaginary friend Theo, for example. One day you notice that Theo starts wearing girl clothes instead of boy clothes. And then they tell you that they want to be called Luna instead of Theo. This is so exciting for our friend Luna because they finally get to be their true self. And if you accidentally call Luna by their old name, make sure to say a big sorry and that you'll do better next time. As you can see, transgender people are just like you and me. They're our friends.
Mm-hmm. Again, this guy does content for kids. Any red flags here? Transgender content for kids. I'm sure it's all fine. I'm sure it's all normal. Isn't that the same guy that goes to the restaurants, guys? Like, I'm pretty sure that's the same guy. I don't know. I don't want to say all trannies look the same. Can you say trannies? I'm not trying to say all transgenders look the same, but isn't that the same guy that goes to the restaurants and gets offended when you don't call him ma'am, even though it's clearly a dude, like dude's Adam apple, dude's draw line, dude face, dude body, just dresses like a girl? Have you had the surgery, bud? Have you had the surgery, bud? I feel like... Yeah, it's the same person. Crew confirmed. I feel like you should not be allowed to call yourself transgender unless you've had the surgery. You need to have it chopped. You need to have it chopped. You don't need to get the implants. This person gets millions of videos targeting children on TikTok. Oh, but no, oh, we don't call for bans on TikTok because people like this go out there. We call bans for TikTok because you can't control the narrative on wars, but not for children's content talking about trans sex. I think if you really want to be taken seriously, then you need to have the chop. So if you haven't had the chop, I do not respect your pronouns. If you haven't had the chop, I do not respect your gender identity. I think that's fair. And I think we'd all feel a lot more comfortable if you did get the chop.
Smithing and do all kinds of
you
things.
You even sell guns.
We even...
Oh, God, and a rabble slave with a weapon. Disarm him. Get the guards. Disarm him immediately. Whereas one of the slaves has a weapon. Raise the alarm.
I want to be crazy. Crazy like Alex Jones. And yet have an assumption without presumption to know what's going on. Then I can throw bananas at the global clowns and hear aristocratic moans. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. I went looking one day on the internet just to see what I could find. When I heard this talk show maniac just proudly speaking his mind. It was really wild, but the more I heard, it made a whole lot of sense to me. I want to thank you, Alex, for opening my eyes and helping the blind to see. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. And yet have an assumption without a presumption to know what's going on. Then I can throw bananas at the global clowns and hear aristocratic moans. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones.
If you don't get up off your ass and get aggressive now in the info war, you're never gonna sit there and kill people or fight. Okay? And I don't want to kill people and I don't want to fight. Okay? So Now, if I had to defend myself, I mean, I'm not a talker, folks. I'm actually a fighter, okay? All this talk's just a shadow of what I'll do in a war. And I'm not trying to brag here, but...
All the talking heads on the TV screen with an arrogant sophistication, talking about what's been going on around the world and here in that nation. They all seem to turn like a pack of wolves when Alex goes on the air. In spite of the facts, they launch their attacks, and I just don't think it's facts. I wanna be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones, and yet have enough gumption without a presumption that no one's going on. Then I can throw bananas at the global clowns and hear aristocratic moans. I wanna be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. Yeah, I wanna be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones.
I'm your Christian leader. Never mind Skull and Bones. Never mind Bohemian Grove. Never mind my actual policies. Just buy my rhetoric, buy my lies, because you're my slaves. We're going to put in a Democrat later who works for the exact same people, and you're going to love it then when they do it. All you Democrats that hate the Patriot Act and all you Democrats that hate the police state, you're suddenly going to love it.
The year is 2030. The World Economic Forum's agenda unfolds, ushering in an era where AI seeks to dominate. In this world of steel and algorithms, there's a ray of hope for humanity. It's Bodies from InfoWarsStore.com. This revolutionary blend of ancient herbs and modern science stands as a symbol of resistance. It's not just about combating inflammation. It's about making your body feel invincible in the InfoWar. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and order yours before the sale is terminated.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Proposal. I don't know how real, but it's Republicans. Trump on the $500 bill. Flurry of GOP bills honor ex-president. Donald Trump Airport. Dulles International. Should it be named Trump International? I'm not against it. A Trump $500 bill? You know, cash is almost defunct kind of organically at this point. Even though, actually, according to data, more citizens have cash holdings today than ever before. Now, part of that has to do with all the cash that they've pumped into the system, but people are hoarding cash. They're hoarding cash. So I guess it's not totally defunct. So you've got a bill to have a $500 Trump bill. And renaming Dulles International to Trump International. They've also pushed a bill to give Trump the Congressional Gold Medal for his foreign policy successes. All of this, of course, angers the Democrats. And so maybe that's why we should just do more of it. The Trump 500 bill. Trump on the 500. I'm down. I'm down with that. All right. How could the Just Stop Oil climate cultist psychotics make themselves look even worse? Blocking traffic, attacking people, just being generally obnoxious, ugly, going after works of art. This might be the most offensive yet. Go ahead and roll clip 16. They went and vandalized Stonehenge. climate change activists spray orange paint on Stonehenge. Can you believe that only a couple people tried to stop them from doing that? They should have been tackled and beaten. These punks. These selfish, liberal punks. I'm so sick of these punks, man. And they don't even know a damn thing about the science of climate change either. And then, I mean, one of these is an old man. One of them is a young man. Just stop oil. Spray Stonehenge with orange paint. You bastards. A monolith of human history. One of the wonders of the world. One of the wonders of archaeology. One of the mysteries of our past. To be shared and beloved and appreciated and observed by all. And you selfish punks. And you jerks want to go spray paint it orange. You absolute psychotics. I hope they spend time in jail for this. And a lot of it. I don't even live in the UK. I've never seen Stonehenge. But it kind of brings all of humanity into it. And these people want to make it about themselves and vandalize it. Go to jail. You punks, and spend a lot of time there. Enough. Enough. Just Stop Oil needs to be stopped. It's so bad that even the leftist prime minister, Rishi Sunak, says Just Stop Oil are a disgrace. That's how offensive this deal was. And last week, they spray painted the King Charles portrait. I don't even like King Charles. In his demonic portrait. These people are just selfish, disgusting, immature punks. And somebody should have tackled them and pinned them. And this poor little lady has to go at it alone, trying to stop these selfish, psychotic punks from vandalizing Stonehenge. What kind of damage are they going to do to a monument next? It's always the left. It's always the left. Christian Studio eyes culture wars challenging Hollywood. These are the people that did The Sound of Hope. And they're pushing back against Hollywood's wokeness as they see it. A Utah-based movie studio behind last year's huge breakout film, Sound of Freedom, trying to fill in that gap of a Christian void or a right-wing void in Hollywood. You also have Mark Wahlberg, Mel Gibson doing a similar thing. I think they're setting up shop in Nevada. So, you know, Hollywood has definitely gone downhill as far as the quality productions that are coming out. And it's not to say that liberals can't do good entertainment. It's that they can't do any entertainment without forcing their politics into it, which then makes it unconsumable for most people. They just can't leave their politics out of anything because no matter what they do, everything is political. No matter what they do, no matter what job they have, career path, whatever, they're always a political activist now. And I'm sure that's the type of people that go after Elon Musk. Elon Musk reveals 2 assassination attempts in past 7 months. He says 2 homicidal maniacs have tried to kill him in the past 7 months. How much you want to bet they're liberals? How much you want to bet? And he's commenting on the latest flub from the Biden administration. Remember the deal? The Biden administration, I forget the numbers, guys, but it was like hundreds of millions of dollars for electric vehicle charging stations, and then they built 9. And so it ended up being like okay, the crew just got it in my ear. $7.5 billion for EV charging stations, and they built 7 charging stations. So, I mean, I'm not very good at math. I think that's more than 7. I think that's, okay, 7 divided by... That's $1 billion per charging station. Yeah, you got into the wrong industry. $1 billion per charging station. Similar here. Biden's $4.25 billion rural high-speed internet plan gets stuck in red tape, not a single home connected 3 years after enactment. Well, at least you got an electric vehicle charging station, even if it cost you $1 billion. This was $42.5 billion. Not a single line has been laid. Not a single home has been connected to the internet. Where's the money? Where is the money? It's all a boondoggle. It's all money laundering. It's all Democrats paying off their friends in the corporate world. Billions of dollars. Don't you wish you were in on the heist? No, you wish it came to an end. That's what you wish. That's what you really wish. Louisiana becomes the first state today to require that the Ten Commandments be displayed in public school classrooms. How do you feel about that? I'd like to require the Bill of Rights to be on display in public classrooms. I think that would be probably a good idea, too. The governor behind this says he's looking forward to the lawsuits, by the way. Have you guys seen this heat wave propaganda? It's like the COVID propaganda. And now all the main news stations have the heat wave index in red on the bottom line, and they're monitoring the temperatures everywhere. And it's like 95 degrees is the hottest. It's like 95 degrees in New Mexico. Oh, my God, heat wave. I'm missing something here. It's been 90 degrees in June for my entire life. I remember the first summer I spent in Austin. I grew up in St. Louis. We still got 100-degree days. Might have been a little more rare than in Texas, but we still would get 100-degree days. I remember the first summer I lived in Austin in 2016. It was like every day in June was 100 degrees. So what is this? What is this heat wave panic of 90 degrees in the summer? Am I missing something here, guys? Seriously, guys, am I going crazy, or has it not been 90 degrees in every June of your life? So I'm just not getting it. I'm not getting the heat wave panic over 90 degrees. But they're going to tell you it's from climate change and you need to turn off your AC because the grid can't handle it. All BS. All right, another InfoWars War Room's in the books. We'll take a 21-hour break, and we'll do it again tomorrow. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
What made you decide to start a podcast? Obviously, everybody and their mother has a podcast. Yours is genuinely special. What made you decide, you know what, I'm going to add my name to the hat of podcasting?
Man, covering everything here every day, you get so tossed into the mix that when you get out, when you're on your way home, you just realize you have so much in you to say, so much in you to vent. And it was like that with the crew as well. So basically, the idea started where I wanted to have the crew, a place where the crew could just come on and say whatever they wanted. Mm-hmm. And the conversations just were magical.
Yeah,
they really were. It was crazy just to see how many articulate people who are well-versed in so many different areas just vent and just come off like an Alex Jones rant. I'm like, man, there's more to this. I feel like our fans really, really need a different way to receive news sometimes, mm-hmm. a different message. At the same time, I want to have fun. We have to be able to make fun of all these people who are trying to, you know, infringe on all of our rights. And it's so easy. Like the comedic material is there. It writes itself.
You sit down in the classic InfoWars podcast room that you retrofitted.
Exactly.
You redid the whole thing.
Yeah,
and it's just part. It's nostalgic and new at the same time. It's awesome, man.
Dude, and once you get into that, you feel the energy, you feel the nostalgia, you feel just so connected to everything there. Like, I'm so glad that everybody who's come on so far has loved it, and everybody, you know, they can't wait for the episodes to drop. And I'm truly blessed to be able to do this at all. And I wouldn't be able to do anything if it wasn't for you fans. If shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, getting X3, DNA Force, all the products that we sell, if it wasn't for you guys supporting us, none of this would happen. Chase wouldn't be sitting in this chair. You know, I wouldn't be going on the battle tank with Owen, or, you know, us being able to go to Stop the Steal. There's so many things, so many epic things that we've been able to do here at InfoWars, and it's all thanks to you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.